Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The fallout from the election at the weekend still dominating the papers, in particular the broadsheets here at home this morning. Just a quick look first at some of the headlines today. The Irish Examiner leads with Howlin quits after election mauling. The Irish Times, Martin will not reverse stance on ruling out Sinn Féin, while the Irish Independent, Martin now on the brink as Howlin is first leader to fall. There's a couple of different things just in relation to the election across the papers this morning. If you missed it, just yesterday, the general election 2020 claimed its first major casualty with the resignation of the Labour leader, Brendan Howlin. Parties now jostling and bargling in an effort to try and cobble together a government. But as you heard there, Labour facing a leadership race now. Brendan Howlin announced his resignation, saying that he wanted to pass on the baton. Stepping down after, disappointing six-seat election, Brendan Howlin's resignation is expected to see Jed Nash, Alan Kelly and Aidan O'Riordan express interest in looking and leading the party in opposition. That's according to the Irish Examiner this morning. Just on the election as well, a couple of other bits. A divided Fianna Fáil party, they're going to hold their first post-election meeting. That's happening today. The debate is, they're going to debate things like their results as well as the contentious issue of whether or not to go into a coalition government with Sinn Féin. Over in the Irish Times, Micheál Martin expected to tell his TDs today, though, that he will not reverse his position on entering government with Sinn Féin. While on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, it's Micheál Martin to face angry demands from TDs to allow them to serve in opposition after the disastrous election result. And the move could fast-track Micheál Martin's resignation and trigger a leadership contest there. That's according to the Irish Independent today. There's lots on those stories right across the papers this morning. I think what emerges from the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting today, though, that will be interesting, something to keep an eye on, certainly, in particular on what Micheál Martin says regarding entering into a coalition with Sinn Féin. His commentary around that will be something to take note of, and we will, of course, keep you updated here on News Talk of any developments. Also, just on the election as well this morning, unsuccessful candidates can claim €2 million in payments. That's the story in page 4 of the Irish Times this morning. Jack Horgan-Jones writing that dozens of senators and TDs who unsuccessfully stood in the general election, they're entitled to more than €2 million in parachute payments between them. And this analysis carried out by the Irish Times reveals that the 45 TDs or senators who were on the election tickets but then failed to win a seat, they're eligible for an average of €45,283 across a range of payments. Some, for instance, as a lump sum, others spread over a longer period of time. That's according to the Irish Times research. But the politicians may not draw down the payments, though, that they're eligible for a variety, maybe, of reasons, like those eligible for a pension who choose to draw it down cannot take advantage of severance payments. Those who don't immediately claim their pension can. And it's important to note also that some TDs waive allowances that they're entitled to so that their actual payouts may be lower than they're eligible to claim. And there's more on that story, that analysis, as I mentioned, page 4 of the Irish Times this morning. Just a quick look, though, at some of the tabloids as well today. Their headlines this morning. The Daily Mail leading with "We'll Build the Houses." That's just, of course, in relation to the election. The Herald leading this morning, and also The Sun today with a red card for Valentine's Day is The Herald's headline this morning. This is after Facebook was forced to postpone the launch of its new dating service after the Data Protection Commissioner expressed concerns. And The Mirror leads this morning with a story that's across all of the papers here at home today. Their headline in the front of the Mirror today: "Keelan, my wonderful life. RTE star's funeral. Tears and laughter as tributes paid at a moving service yesterday." The 51-year-old's funeral took place, and of course, look, our thoughts are with all of Keelan Shanley's family, friends and colleagues in RTE as well at this time. But to some of the other stories across the papers this morning, the story that caught my eye today is in the front of the Irish Times. The headline: fines of €500 proposed for single-use plastics.
takeaways, supermarkets, other food businesses across the Dunleary Rathdown area in South Dublin, they could be facing fines now of up to €500 for supplying single-use plastics to customers. And Dunleary Rathdown County Council, it's set to become the first local authority to ban the supply or sale of things like your takeaway plastic containers, utensils, bottles, other packaging under draft bylaws that'll shortly be available for public consultation. And this plastics ban was proposed by Fine Gael councillor Barry Ward, who said and is quoted in the front of the Irish Times this morning that he wanted to take a stand against what he described as the willful proliferation of single-use plastics. He said that we know that plastics are a major problem environmentally. Anybody involved in tidy towns will have picked up their share of discarded single plastics. And under these bylaws, things like your plastic straws, your trays, your lids, your packaging, the bottles will all be banned now. They're going to have to be replaced by biodegradable alternatives. We want to hear from you on that story this morning, especially if you're a business owner in Dunleary Rathdown, the local authority area there. We want to hear from you. A €500 fine for supplying single-use plastics to customers, is it the right move? What do you make of it? Or maybe is it a step too far? You can let us know today on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. The other story that caught my eye, no kissing. The Independent, page 16 of the paper this morning. Professor warns against kissing to halt the spread of social virus. Valentine's Day, of course, approaching tomorrow, but one of Britain's leading virologists has warned people to stop hugging or kissing in an effort to try and prevent the spread of the coronavirus. This is Professor John Oxford of the Queen Mary University in London, and he said that he hoped that British standoffishness would try to protect the nation from the deadly bug. He described the coronavirus as a social virus, and he said that it rather hates it in Britain compared to China, because he said they're so standoffish. But the World Health Organization has warned that a vaccine is unlikely to be ready for 18 months. Professor Oxford suggested that in the meantime, British people should keep themselves to themselves. Maybe is that the solution to try and prevent the spread of the coronavirus? More in his commentary, page 16 of the Irish Independent. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be talking about as well today. A call for cutting prices at the pumps as crude costs drop. Charlie Weston writing this morning that motorists are questioning why petrol and diesel prices, for instance, haven't dropped in line with the collapse in crude oil prices. And some retailers have been accused of opportunistic profit-taking over their failure to cut prices at the pumps. Crude prices are at their lowest in 2 years now. It's down from $71 a barrel in October 2018 to close to about $50 at the moment. But prices of crude have fallen heavily this year as, again, the coronavirus outbreak caused demand from China to drop sharply. Also, something we mentioned previously on the programme actually in recent weeks, but just first of all in the Irish Examiner today, page 4 of the paper, an increase in numbers presenting with STIs. This is a rise in the southwest of the country. The numbers of people presenting with suspected cases of sexually transmitted infections increased last year in Cork and Kerry. And the figures were presented at a conference exploring the latest trends and also issues related to sexual health. And it was hosted by the Cork-based Sexual Health Network. But just also on this story, perhaps maybe it's part of the solution, this online platform that could help alleviate pressure on STI services. The HSE now evaluating an online testing platform to try and alleviate the pressure on current STI services. Maeve O'Brien, who's the interim programme lead for the Sexual Health and Crisis Pregnancy Programme, told at this conference in Cork that a pilot evaluation of the platform was taking place so that people can check their symptoms online and then, if required, make an onward referral. More commentary in that. Page 4 of the Irish Examiner today. Something, if you're in Cork, in Connacht, I should say, actually, not Cork. If you're in Connacht this morning and if you bought a lotto ticket on Tuesday, then you need to check it because according to the papers today, the winning lotto ticket, this is the €17 million, the Euro Millions ticket, was sold in the West. So the National Lottery is now appealing to players to check their tickets to see if they're the winner. It was the winning ticket of the draw was sold on Tuesday night. It was sold in Connacht. The exact location of where the ticket was sold, though, hasn't yet been revealed at this stage, but it was the first Euro Millions ticket won in Ireland this year, and it's the 15th Irish win since the Euro Millions began back in 2014. A few other stories of interest this morning as well. The world's oldest man is 112. He's photographed and an interview with him, page 16 of the Mail this morning. His secret to a long life is to keep smiling. The Japanese man who became the world's oldest male at 112 yesterday and 344 days has said that his secret is to keep smiling. He was given a certificate by the Guinness World Records yesterday to mark the occasion at a nursing home in northern Japan. Just a little bit of romance, seeing as it's the day before Valentine's. Copperface Jacks in Dublin is one of the most romantic hotspots, according to the capital's taxi drivers. This is a story in the Mirror this morning. The Harcourt Street nightclub joined the Ha'penny Bridge and the town of Howth on their list of the most romantic locations in Dublin City. This is a survey of 14,000 Free Now drivers, and it's shown customers asked for everything from date and gift ideas. And the spokesperson said that Dublin cabbies play a colourful role in the social fabric of our city. But then, not to dampen your spirits, over in the Herald on page 3, Valentine's, it's the busiest time for breakups. Valentine's Day triggers more relationship breakups than any other day of the year. This is according to marriage counsellors, who are now warning that therapists have identified the period following the 14th of February, tomorrow, as one of their busiest. After what's, of course, supposed to be the most romantic day of the year, it turns out to be the tipping point for fairly rocky relationships.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.